Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. In a statement released Friday, U.S. Central Command announced that airstrikes killed two Islamist State operatives, including IS leader Abu Yusuf, on Thursday. It reads, quote, "This airstrike is part of CENTCOM's ongoing commitment, along with partners in the region, to disrupt and degrade efforts by terrorists to plan, organize, and conduct attacks against civilians and military personnel from the U.S., our allies, and our partners throughout the region and beyond." End quote. The strike was conducted in an area formerly controlled by the Syrian regime and Russia. A day before a potential government shutdown, the House rejected President-elect Donald Trump's new plan Thursday to fund operations and suspend the debt ceiling as Democrats and dozens of Republicans refused to accommodate his sudden demands. Opinions on the issue are not just in Congress. In Houston, Rita Dexter hopes the uncertainty won't harm federal workers.
I have a lot of faith in our government and in bipartisan ability to come to an agreement and a deal. I mean, ultimately, it really matters that our government is working.
Friday morning, a number of U.S. Speaker Mike Johnson's biggest critics brought their grievances to a private meeting as the shutdown deadline looms over Capitol Hill. Medics said an Israeli airstrike killed at least eight Palestinians Friday in an apartment in the Nusrat refugee camp in the central Gaza Strip. Abed Garab is a paramedic. "When we received a rescue call, we drove towards Jaffa Street in Nusrat Camp. An apartment was targeted in the Jaffa building in the center of Nusrat Market. There were more than 25 injured and were taken to hospital. Martyrs, most of them were children and body remains." Palestinian health officials told Reuters that Israeli military strikes across the enclave had killed a total of 15 people on Friday. This is VOA News. According to a senior source at the Azeri energy company SOCAR, on Friday, Moscow and Kyiv have failed to agree on a deal brokered by Azerbaijan to continue Russian gas exports to Europe via Ukraine. President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Thursday that Kyiv could consider continued transit of Russian gas, but only on condition that Moscow did not receive payment until after the war. Meanwhile, Russia's Kursk region came under Ukrainian missile attack on Friday. Kursk acting governor said Friday that at least six people, including a child, had been killed in the attack. Angry residents of a Mayotte neighborhood damaged by Cyclone Chido heckled French President Emmanuel Macron, who replied with a swear. In the past, Macron has often gotten into trouble with off-the-cuff remarks in public that he says are meant to tell it like it is, but have often come across as insensitive or condescending to many French people and contributed to his sharp drop in popularity over his 7 years as president. While visiting a mosque on Friday, Macron met the local imam, who shared his frustrations. "We are humans. Think about us. Think of us, President. I don't have any words to say to you, but you've already noticed." Officials in France's poorest overseas territory have only been able to confirm 35 fatalities from Chido, but some have said they fear thousands could have been killed. A 7-year-old child was killed by a knife-wielding assailant in Croatia who attacked a teacher and pupils at a Zagreb primary school on Friday, according to government ministers. Sean Hogan from Reuters has more.
The country's interior minister said the attacker was a 19-year-old former school student, and the health minister said the attacker stabbed five people, wounding four and killing one. Worried parents made their way to the school for more information.
"On my way here, I met a neighbour whose child is in the fifth grade. The child came out of physical education in shorts, a short-sleeved T-shirt. They were in shock. Couldn't say two coherent words, so yes, it obviously affected the children."
According to the Interior Minister, the suspect had a history of psychological problems and had tried to commit suicide last year. Zagreb's mayor proclaimed Friday a day of mourning, and Croatia's prime minister expressed his horror at the incident.
Sean Hogan for Reuters. A powerful ethnic armed group in western Myanmar is claiming to have scored a major victory in the war against the ruling military, even as neighboring nations at a meeting in Thailand were discussing efforts to end the conflict peacefully. Pro-democracy guerrillas and ethnic minority armed forces have been battling the military, who took power in 2021 after ousting the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.